I think they're in shock that something this devastating can happen so quickly, and to lose, for some people, to lose everything. And it would be devastating for them, but the community, in South Australia is quite resilient, and will look to rally around them and provide them with all the support they need.
There's been somewhere almost around 100,000 hectares of land burnt out through these bushfires. What does that mean when it comes to cropping?
The area affected is one of the best cropping areas in South Australia, and harvest was well underway, but most, around probably 50% of the crops were still left to be repped. So, it would have taken a major impact on those communities.
Obviously, they've come up against now flood and fire with that weather we had a couple of weeks ago. But in terms of the bushfires that we've just seen, and the fact that harvest isn't over yet, is it too early to tell how much of a downgrade this will be when it comes to quality and price of grain in SA this season?
Look, it would be too early to say. I mean, at the moment, the key thing is to ensure that the fire is extinguished or controlled and extinguished, and that people can assess what losses have occurred. I think probably couple of key things that growers would be looking at is their level of crop insurance, and also ensuring a review of where their grain contract positions are at, working with their grain buyers, who I think we'll assist them in sorting out grain contracts. And the other thing will be for grain growers, it's very early, but we'll be looking to establish a seed register so that we know who's looking for what seeds, because that area grows quite a number of crops of different varieties, and we want to make sure that that can continue.